We got Blair Plott, Sissy Cochran joining us for the 5K for cystic fibrosis. And don't get me wrong, you ladies are wonderful to have here, but it's the little ones that are still on the show for me this morning. As I'm preparing to bring a new one into the world October 24th of this year, I see these two little cutie blondes here, and I'm going, okay, I see where they say I'm going to be wrapped around the finger.
I have no idea.
What's that?
I have no idea.
Good morning to you both. How's everybody doing this morning?
Doing great. Thanks so much for having us all.
Absolutely, absolutely. So we're having a 5K here, right? And just briefly, Blake, are you from Tuscaloosa?
I actually grew up in Birmingham, but okay. I've been here for, I guess, about 12 years.
Gotcha. So you're kind
pretty
of...
pretty much feel like it is definitely home to us.
And Sissy, I'd say you probably feel like you've been here for 12 years, but it's what, been seven?
Yes, it's been 7 years.
So 7 years. And you guys are hosting this 5K. Kind of tell me a little bit how the idea started, where it came from. And just sort of give us a little background about what the Thomas Plott Foundation is.
Okay, I'd say we probably originally started thinking about it just kind of hashing out fundraising ideas. Sissy and I run together some, and a lot of times get into these long conversations about things. And I think it kind of originated one day on a run, and she said, you know, we really want to do something to raise money and awareness for CF. My son, Thomas, is 6 and has cystic fibrosis.
Okay.
He's big buddies with Bo over here. And it's kind of Sissy's idea, and I thought she was crazy at first, but she's really taken the ball and run with it.
So both of y'all are runners?
Yes.
I feel like calling myself a runner is humorous, but
we run.
I try to keep up.
Martin and I, neither one of us are runners. Now, Scott turned me into a runner when he was there, or when I was there. So I'm not a runner by trade. And so you decided to do a 5K.
Yes.
Awesome.
We figured a 5K is an attainable goal to people that haven't really been doing a lot of running. That's something that most people can train for. It's a good jumping off point for people that want to run farther, and it's just a great, great route, great downtown location, flat, and should be a fun event.
Yeah, well, do you know what the route is exactly going to be?
Well, the route is, we're stationed out of the Government Plaza area.
Okay.
And it kind of is a figure eight around Government Plaza. So the gazebo area, it's going to start. It's about on like 22nd Street, kind of laps around twice, and a nice flat 3.2 miles, so it should be fun.
And 3.2 miles, what would be a good time in 3.2 miles?
Whatever you
15
can do.
Minutes, yeah. 20 minutes.
Oh, no, 15 would be pretty fast.
I'm trying to find a goal to shoot for.
We'll
definitely have a plaque for you at 15
miles. All right. Visiting with Blair Plott and Sissy Cochran for the 5K for cystic fibrosis, benefiting the Thomas Plott Foundation, also hosted by the Nix Kids Foundation. Blair, your son Thomas has CF, correct?
He does.
Okay.
He does.
And so this is kind of how the Thomas Plott Foundation has been around for a while, played in the golf tournaments the last 2 years.
It has been. You know, that was sort of, different people have different ways of dealing with things. When Thomas was first diagnosed, we just dove right in and said, we're going to do everything we can to find a cure. And so started with the golf tournament. We usually have several other fundraising events throughout the year, and we're hoping the will be another fun annual event that people can really rally around.
Absolutely. And Blair, playing with Nick Saban, one of the things that he always was like the cornerstone of his foundation was overcoming adversity. When you get to adversity, you know, you go back to the things that you've practiced and what your habits are. What's kind of been the adversity with raising a child with CF for people that aren't familiar with the cause?
With cystic fibrosis. You know, it's one of those things where it's a blessing and a curse. If you looked at Thomas, you'd think he was just a gregarious, toe-headed 6-year-old. He doesn't look any different from his friends. He does the same activities. He plays flag football. He plays tennis. You know, he plays baseball. He's just your typical little 6-year-old. What you don't know and what you can't see is that every day to maintain his health, that you and I probably take for granted sometimes, is that he has to do about an hour of treatments. He wakes up in the morning every single day, whether it's his birthday or it's Christmas morning or on family vacation in Walt Disney World. He wakes up and he does about 30 minutes hooked up to a vest that beats on his chest. And he does 2 breathing treatments along with that vest every morning. And then every night he does the same thing. In addition to that, he takes about 30 different pills or doses of medicine. And that's a lot for a little six-year-old.
Sure.
So, you know, he overcomes a lot every single day, and it's just part of his normal, quote-unquote, normal routine.
And Sissy, you've been a part of this family, and obviously it's moved you to be a part of the foundation, and you got three young ones here. You know, you look at the adversity that's with Thomas. You know, just kind of talk about how it's led you to become a bigger part of the Thomas Plott Foundation.
Well, just, you know, like Blair said, that we go for runs and we talk a lot about, you know, Thomas and how he's doing and that sort of thing. And it's like what you said, when you've got three healthy kids and you have a friend out there who's got something going on, it's nice to do something, you know, even if it is just a run and raising some funds. Like, it makes you feel like you're doing something to help Thomas. And, you know, Bo understands that he's got something going on with cystic fibrosis, and, you know, they're excited about the race. And it's just, I feel like with Scott's, you know, being the strength coach out there, I figured we could get a lot of Alabama fans out there, plus sure. some other people out there, and really try to make a difference. So it's been a fun event. It's been a big undertaking, I mean, but it's been fun, you know.
Absolutely. So what's the best way for people to be a part of this? Because one of the things that I love about the University of Alabama, I didn't grow up here in Tuscaloosa either. So I'm a transplant from Knoxville, Tennessee. Ooh. And I've absolutely fell in love with the Alabama family. And one of the great things about it is just how they will support with an undying effort anything absolutely. That needs to be supported.
Yeah.
So what's the way that we can get our family there?
Well, we have our registration ongoing right now at eventbrite.com. So if you go to eventbrite.com and search Yeah 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 5K, you could sign up to be a racer if that's what you'd like to do. Obviously, we're going to need some volunteers out there. So we have an email account set up. It's yeah5ktuscaloosa@gmail.com. And if you in any way, shape, or form would like to volunteer or have your group out there on the race route to help us, just please shoot us an email and let us know. We'd love to help you have you out there.
And it's going to get started when, Blair?
Sign in starts at 8 o'clock. The race itself will begin at 9.
Awesome. Awesome. So the race is going to start at 9, and then you guys will be there around the plaza.
Yes.
Awesome.
The gazebo area at the
That's
plaza.
Great. Yeah. And I'm glad you guys got to come in here this morning and be a part of this. I wish we were going to do it longer so we could give you more of a platform, but
no, we appreciate you having us in. So
sure.
Much.
And so the goal for sign up, how many are we trying to get?
Well, it depends Blair. On who you ask. I'm saying 500.
Awesome.
I'll throw it out there.
Blair wants some runners out there.
I want 500 out there.
500. All right. Well, now that we know what the goal to shoot for, we'll be a part of helping you get to 500.
We're also on some social media platforms. If anybody's on Twitter, you can find us at Yeah5K. And we have a Facebook page that's the Yeah 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 5K Facebook page. So
awesome.
If you follow us on social media, that would be wonderful too.
Good deal. Thank you all for coming in this morning. Before I let you go, though, Sissy, you got to be excited. Scott's out of the house for at least the next 6 months.
Exactly.
Football camp starts today, so you might be doing things a little single-handed here for a while, but at least he's gone, right?
Yeah. There you go.
30 past the hour. We'll take a break here on the home of Alabama sports. Don't forget to go to eventbrite.com. Sign up for the Yeah, 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 Yeah 5K to help the Thomas Plott Foundation to help benefit cystic fibrosis. Volunteers needed, you can go to Yeah5K Tuscaloosa and email them at Yeah5KTuscaloosa@gmail.com. You can also follow them on Twitter at Yeah5K if you want to do so as well. Trying to get 500 people there. I think we can do that. Again, that's August 23rd. 500 people. We need 500. August 23rd, 2014. You can go to eventbrite.com and sign up. All you got to do is search Yeah, 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 Yeah 5K. Thanks, gals. Appreciate
Thank you.
It.
Appreciate
beautiful,
it.
Beautiful children. Bo, you got anything you want to say? Huh? You got anything you want to say? Come here. Step up to the mic here. Close us out.
Can you tell everybody good morning and goodbye?
Good morning and bye.
That's it for us this morning. Good morning and goodbye. 31 past the hour. We'll come back and get things going here in hour number two of Houston Humor on the home of Alabama sports, Tide 99.1 and Tide99.1.com.